Blog Talk Radio.
Actually off today, which kind of works out because it's also Tuesday. Depending on where you are, it'd be 22-22 or 2-2-22. Is it 22-22-22-2? It's funny. 2-2-2-2. There's a lot of twos. But it was weird because we also have a full moon that has been slowly but surely making its way to fullness the past couple days. I actually thought it was full already, but it was way far away. So I started manifesting what I wanted. And I realized, well, today is the Teacher Tuesday, so I wanted to go ahead and look that up. And lo and behold, it means a day of to manifest. Like, you can manifest whatever you want. So that's pretty interesting that just naturally I was like, yeah, I'm ready to start manifesting the car that I want. We are streaming live as well on YouNow, as usual. So for those of you that are watching, apologize for my hair. I am finishing the rest of my install. I decided to change the way that I was doing my application for my dreads, so that's why I look like this. And ladies, I've been getting these mentions from you guys asking how I've been getting my face back to normal. Okay, just 2 days ago now, I got Menlo. Oh my God, it works. It's great. It works. Use it. Buy it. Fucking, it works. But other than that, definitely I'm living by, is it Stubborn Texture by Neutrogena? They really hit it right there. So I'm pretty pleased with that. And then I use the moisturizer by, I want to say it's Biome. I just found that one. That's pretty good. And I mix that with my moisturizer that controls acne because, you know, I work in the bottom of a building in a restaurant. So, you know, lots of grease in the air. And that little face scrubber thing, the vibrating shit, it is. You know, my friend used to get mad at me, I guess, because she thought I had perfect skin. No, it was just underneath. That's all it was. It was just under there. Because when you use that thing for the first time, yeah, it brings every fucking thing up. So I just make sure I bring my shit with me to work. That way, as soon as I get off the line, I wash my face. And it does really help with getting grease out of your face and everything else. It's just wonderful. So I've been doing a mixture of that and the Art Naturals, the Trio. You can't go wrong. Just use as directed. And I love the Minimo. The Minimo is great. It's turmeric and all that stuff, and it's life-changing. Absolutely. I think I'm on my fourth time using it, and I already see a complete difference in my skin. It's amazing. So other than that, I appreciate your mentions and texts and emails. Y'all have been flooding me with them lately. And I sound like shit. It's not moldy where I work. It is an upgrade, but I sound like shit. Swear to God, Wade, if you're fucking sick and you've been coming to work sick, I'm going to kill you. I am. I'm not afraid that people at my work probably listen to my show now. Probably to see if I talk shit about them. When you deserve it, I will. But no, I have a decent crew at times, most of the time. I mean, the one kid left. I hope he doesn't come back. Useless. And we won't talk about Blake. poor Wade. My work week starts tomorrow, and I'm working nights, and then I actually have one opening shift, which I know why, because today's Tuesday, so, and I'm surprised I'm not working today, but hey, it worked out, because now we get to talk about manifestations. So I went and was looking at if this was truly an auspicious day or just some devil taco Tuesday that everyone could be totally excited about. So the deuces will be too wild to ignore as of today. It's called a palindrome day. Now we had 12-22-21, but when written in British fashion, 22-20-2022 is both a palindrome and a phrase or number that has the same backwards and forwards. Madame, I'm Adam. And at least on a calculator and immigram, which reads the same upside down and right side up. So now there's a native in Ireland who does readings online. They said the twos must be added to their divine significance. So 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. So that's like the wheel. Anything goes. And also 1. So the magician to manifest and to take that chance. Today is a day about building your dreams and kind of like making your vision board. I'm envisioning the car that I want. And I'm rebuilding my credit yet again because someone opened up cards in my name and I guess try to get a house loan or whatever. And every time something like that happens, it does take your credit down. And I worked really hard already. So, again, it fell 29 points. I was right there. So I was looking at worst case scenario with still holding $5,000 on my down payment, 5 to 6. It would be $331 a month. And I'm like, I shit that. I spent more than that yesterday on shit we needed, but still, it didn't hurt. I don't notice it's gone. You know? So, I'm getting a Mustang. It's going to piss my baby daddy off. It's going to be great. And, like, the one I'm looking at right now, of course, by the time I get down to it, it won't be there, but there'll be others like it. And it's only at 13,000 miles. I want to say it's a 2014. But it's got all the bells and whistles with leather sheets because cloth is a bad look. I'm sorry. If you can do leather seats, you get motherfucking leather seats. So I automatically was doing that. And I started doing it yesterday, and it was weird because I started doing it right at the stroke of midnight. And it was so weird because I don't normally just start looking at stuff until, like, really I'm ready. So if that's what you started doing, well, there's a reason. So that's in 2020. That added up to 12. So, no, I was right. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Yeah, right. Which would add up to also the magician. You get 2 out of that. 10 and 1. So that's significant. Now, Ruby Tuesday is offering $2 margaritas. Gross. mostly just sweet and sour. If you don't make those right, they're shit. Now, it's saying that we will experience the first Pluto return, and in the case, the first time the planet, which is associated with transformation and power, will come back into the position it was when the Declaration of Independence was signed and ratified in 1776 on July 4th. Now, as a result, they do project radical power shifts. Now, we, if you've been paying attention, which mostly I've been out of the loop, I knew that Russia was going to take over Ukraine, and because I saw Ukrainian memes made by probably assholes who don't get laid, saying adopt a Ukrainian war is coming, so I knew that something weird was happening because I've been dealing with cybersecurity stuff, so I've been paying only attention to that. But yeah, as soon as I saw that, I'm like, oh, yeah, Russia's, we're not, we can't afford a war with Russia. We can't afford a war with, and I mean, we afford it with money. Because we put more money than in war than children in the future of the nation, which is falling into the hands of morons on purpose. But, you know, we can't afford going to war with Korea because we're not, no. Y'all think you'll pick up a fight for your country just when they roll over here? No. And now they have missiles that can reach us. And Putin's been working on shit that's just radical as fuck. But the best thing that they've been doing, and I've been watching it on my map, and I watched the last couple of years, and just this month, our country, other countries, they hit each other electronically. Banks, the Fed Bank, you know, SWIFT is the code that they use to transfer their monies. SWIFT does nothing to stop this. I truly believe that we are just being used as pawns to, well, I know my phone's bad. I know that my computer has. I watched my computer jump to places that it had no business being, and also doing injections in places and sending out packets it had no business being at. I have found servers that were in my computer that had no business fucking being there, so fucking weird, and I'm not the only one, I'm just paying attention. So anyhow, I knew that shit was going to be, but it's like, right now, we are having a power shift as it is, and also a shift of intelligence. Some of you will be left behind, and it's not going to be good. I mean, you're going to have a bad time, because a lot of you apparently think that chocolate milk comes from brown cows in real life, or doesn't realize how our food gets here. So, you know, we are definitely experiencing something, some sort of catalyst, if you will, and I'm not surprised with this radical power shift. Now, Shireen says, when Pluto returns in France and Russia marked the deaths of Napoleon and Stalin, dictator Francisco Franco relinquished power during Spain's last Pluto return. Some even argue that UK's last Pluto return coincides with their unofficial fall from the world leader status. Historically, this time is marked with a lot of change, and most believe that for the U.S., it will be no different. I didn't even get to that part yet. Now, for Julie Zia Patel, tomorrow's a date that she can be eagerly anticipating since childhood, Pluto returns today. Now, she turns 22 on this day. So for some people, they're like, super excited about this, but some others are totally not. Now, a social psychologist who studies paranormal claims and pseudoscience discounts popular interpretations about such things as a bunch of twos piling up on a calendar. They're nearly always absurd from scientific perspective, but they're great at illustrating how brains, people, groups, and cultures work together to create shared meaning. Maybe it's just the universe doing what the universe does. All this matters, and in the end, the scheme of things, I mean, how did most of the ancient civilizations know exactly where all the planets were and stars and different things and stuff like that? Yeah, I mean, you know, help. We had help. I truly think that if this is a simulation, I'm ready for a new one. Mine's broken. Beat me up, Scotty. Shit. I'm out. I'm ready to go. I got my map phone right here. I'm going. God help me, I have to come back here. Fuck, I don't want to do this again. I want off this rock. I'm ready to go. I don't belong here. Well, I do like doing my show, but I definitely don't belong here. Lucifer Morningstar, could you please? Hey, come here. What are you doing? Okay, you just lay there. He's getting so big. Lucy, he is such a big boy. He was such a tiny, tiny little kitten just right here in my little hands. I have tiny hands. So even though we're having a power shift, which I found this interesting, I do feel like even with Pluto coming in, it's also a manifestation planet, if you will. And I believe, let's see, I better go check too. I would hate to be rude and do what I do sometimes, and that's... All right, nobody's here. I'm not gonna. I don't want it to be upgrade thing over here. I just don't care. Yeah, no. I'm not upgrading my browser. Thank you. All right, gotta have my studio open, or I won't be able to see when they call. It really annoying, I'm sure. But it is Tuesday, and usually I'm not expected until the weekend, which is great because I have all closing shifts except for Sunday. So we'll be good for our tarot weekend. Which I will have to be on, I would probably say, start at like 8:40. Hey, how's everyone? Y'all are up early, or is it nighttime where you are? Nick the interviewer, I'll have to follow you guys when I get off of here. So, it's 9:41 for you. Where am I? Let's see. I don't have my watch on. It's 9:41 for me, too, so you're on my side. Cool beans. Let me tell you, my city is changing over here. My city is changing over here. It seems like, even with a pandemic, it's still too people-y outside. We need more of this. There's too many of us. Like, can you please? But one thing I do want back is, can you put the bus back to normal? Because, like, I think even when I get my new car, I probably won't drive it to work often. Because people can't drive here. And I don't want to have some asshole wrecking my Mustang because he needs a parking spot and wants to fucking outpark me before I can even turn. It's so dumb. I think I'll still, like, ride the bus mostly or walk. But for, like, you know, other travels, I live in really walking distance of everything is by my house. So it's a very small town. But this shit is changing because it's not just snowbirds anymore. It's like permanent residents piling on top of each other. So it's maybe a good thing that we have a Lucy. Are you coming on? Yay! We have someone calling. Oh my God! 775. Interesting. Yeah, nice.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you very much. Are you doing readings
yes.
today?
Yes.
Wonderful.
The answer is always yes.
Thank you.
Yes. I have my card ready here. What can I do for you?
I was afraid to go out because of COVID, and I purchased a very expensive desk so I could work remotely from my bedroom. And I was thrilled when I got it, but the next morning I noticed that I could see that the very top of the desk was lifting up, warping up from the rest of the desk, noticeable unless you happen to see it from underneath. So I used all my skills. I contacted some professionals about fixing it, and they said it's not going to get better, and in about 3 years, I'll have to replace the top because it'll rock when I try to use the keyboard. So I contacted the manager who had sold it to me. She said she would pick it up and give me back all my money, or she would give me 20% off. And they don't make the desk anymore. It is pretty. I want to keep it. And so she's supposed to pick. I told her just to pick it up on Friday, and then I did say if you reconsider and would like to give me more of a discount, please contact me. And I would love to keep it, but I think that 20% off is insulting. So will she decide to up the amount more than 20% off?
So your question is, will you be able to get the result that you're hoping for?
Yes, the result I'm hoping for is to keep the desk, but get much more of a credit back, more than 20%.
Okay, so I hear your story. I'm trying to make it to where I can ask something like this. So let me, we're in a situation and we're trying to make a conscious decision. There is no reason to not consult your cards for anything. So, I mean, it can be done. I just have to think about the question and think about what you want to manifest, I suppose, in this moment, what the situation outcome you want it to be. The answer is not always the one that we want, but I guess it is something that we need to know. So, okay, let me see if this is something that I can do. I have my French deck today, so let's see what they say. And I guess French is good for like furniture, so we might be in business. Let's see. I will tell you that the shuffle and break was not a happy one. So I'm already sensing that this is going to be the first card that actually jumped out of the deck, and I'm an excellent shuffler, thank you. Oh. Okay, so it is relevant to your situation. Alrighty, so what is the final? Alright, so as of right now, it does seem to show that there is a lot of thought, and this is not only exasperating to your physical embodiment, but mentally as well. Having to make a decision over something that you really like, you do have the Nine of Cups. So it's going to turn out to be a better deal in your favor. You do have the Valet de Dinero. So that is the Knave of Pentacles. So that's actually pretty good news. And your Wands is in reverse, so it's not necessarily a bad thing. It does mean you're going to have to possibly meet in the middle to get what you want. So that is, oh yeah, and you do have the Death in reverse, but it doesn't mean like open, close. It just means that you're going to have to deal with the decision that does get made. So it's going to be made with or without you, because it's a situation that you cannot control. So you're going to have to be happy with it being in the middle, or you can try and push it, which it will not work in your favor if you try to push. Does that make sense?
Yes. Also, I'm not feeling well. I have symptoms of flu, which could mean something else. So I'm going to have to let her know today about that, because you're supposed to let people know if you're showing symptoms. And will she, they were supposed to arrive on Friday, so will she cancel the pickup for Friday because of the symptoms I'm showing and do it for next week?
Wait, you have symptoms of what, COVID? Like you're
getting
sick?
I have symptoms of the flu symptoms, but that could mean something else. So
the flu symptoms?
Obligated to let her know.
Oh.
Well, I don't know if it is. I'm having flu symptoms, which apparently are very close to the same symptoms as COVID. So I have to let her know. So will she push off the pickup?
That's a different question. Hold on. What? Keep asking. I'm shuffling while you ask. You want to know if she's going to reschedule, correct?
Right, another week.
Okay. Probably for the best. But I will tell you this. There is a sub flu of Omicron that attacks the bowels, basically, like the flu. But it acts depending on how great your immune system is or not, or if you've had boosters or what have you, is depending on how severe it is. You do have the Six of Swords, so it's going to carry on in the next probably week.
Okay,
but it's gonna,
so she's going to put up the pickup for a week.
Yep.
And I think that'll work in my favor, because I think she'll get frustrated about waiting.
Yep. Because it's cruising into calmer water. So I suppose it is a way of the universe getting you to help you in getting your way. So just make sure you're treating it as a flu and, just take care of yourself.
Oh, I will. And she's off on Friday, the day they're supposed to pick it up. So I think I should probably tell her today. So it gives them the opportunity to reschedule. It also gives me a segue, a reason to contact her, and I'll be short and polite to just say something like, I know the pickup is Friday. I felt obligated to let you know I'm showing symptoms of the flu, which could mean something else. Therefore,
definitely,
out of safety reasons, do you want to postpone the pickup? And she should say yes legally to protect her employees.
Yep, more than likely. That's what I would do.
Okay.
And to
then,
get you off my list, I would make you happy so you go away. You know?
All right. And then at the end of the text, I could just say, and as mentioned, if you decide to increase the amount of credit back, I may be interested in keeping it. And so I'm thinking that might encourage her.
That's a good idea.
Just to be done with the situation.
Yes. That gives her an opportunity to step out the door. Great idea.
How much increase do you think she might give me? Right now it's only 20%.
I say she's going to go 25 to 30. And I wouldn't push her past that. Because that would just be like, oh, you're taking advantage of me, you know?
Yeah, I paid $2,500 for that desk.
What color is it?
What was that?
What color is it? Is it like a mahogany, a cherry?
No, it's a lighter wood color. I think it's beautiful. The front of the desk, on the drawers, it has some kind of like a champagne mirror finish on it, and then the desk is mainly a cream color, but the top is kind of like an ash color. It's very pretty, and it's very unique, and I like things that are unique, and they do not make this desk anymore.
Oh yeah, it's probably a bittersweet purchase.
I swear to God,
my coworker has been coming to work sick. My God, this is not the time to get sick. Killing me small. Oh, you're fine. I'm a chef, so and my coworkers are coming to work, like sneezing and all this stuff. I wear a mask, but still, you know, I'm sensitive, and I didn't get my booster yet. So it's fine. We've already had, like, almost every COVID out so far, so we've been all right. But, you know, it's always that one person that changes that germ, you know. So I'm hoping he doesn't kill me this week because I'm already on my check right now. I'm already almost past 600. So I've got another week to make another 500-600. So I'm trying to work on a fat paycheck right now. But I cannot afford to get sick.
I am so sorry. I hope you get well. And in California,
I was going to have no choice. You're in California? Oh, my God. I'm popular over there. You doing all right over there? Which part of California?
Pimento. But what I was going to say is now in California, apparently it's optional whether or not you wear a mask. And I disagree with that because there's a lot of people that will not wear a mask even if they're sick, and that puts other people at risk. So
yes,
I'm sorry that you're not feeling well, and I'll say a prayer for you that you get strong and healthy and happy really quick.
Oh, that is so nice of you. I need all the prayers I can get.
Oh,
I appreciate you so much. You're all right. But I want you to take extra special care of yourself, especially right now. And I totally agree with you. It's awful. I lost my uncle to this shit. And, you know, if we had a better response to this pandemic in the beginning and had our team that was already put in place over there to control this shit, maybe lots of other people would have believed on how difficult and severe the entry and recovery is from getting this illness, the ins and outs of it and how horrible it is. My uncle died alone in his house. We couldn't find him. And by the time we found him, it was too late. You know, he was goo on his floor. He exploded. His body literally exploded. And the germ, the natural germs in your stomach had taken over, you know. His body was decomposing already. And there was just nothing left to say, you know, even goodbye to. So it was horrifying. Horrifying. Or
and that was...
My mom had to go through it by herself. And he lived in West Virginia.
I am so sorry.
And
was that COVID?
Yeah.
Was that COVID that he got?
Hershey factory. Yeah. Yeah, he died from the Hershey factories over there were filled with it. And he was sick.
I'm so sorry.
And he did not have vitamins in his house. He had no food in his home. He was starving. We didn't know he was starving. If we had known that he was starving, we would have taken care of him. We had no idea what he was going through. He just kind of kept it a secret. And it was just really super horrible. And I did not know that he was one of my biggest fans, and I never got to say anything to him. And it's you know, something I have to live with the rest of my life. So then it's a lesson, life lesson. Don't stop checking in on people and rekindle those lost relationships if you had them with relatives. And check on your fucking family, man. You got to check on your fucking family because they're not telling you what's going on in their lives, and people don't do that. You know, he had a lot of pride.
Yeah.
He was giving everything away, and he was starving to death. And it's just really sad because we could have changed that. We could have stopped that. We could have helped him. And a lot of people go through that. And he had depression. And when we're depressed, we're told that we're making it up. We're trying to get, you know, attention. People don't listen to us. So we don't say anything. We just wither away. We die. So that's why this is a huge life lesson for me that if I'm going through something, I need to speak out and let them know. And I need to always make sure my family members are, you know, check in with them, you know, more.
Well, something I have learned and something that I know is that if you love somebody, tell them because you never know.
And it's and don't be too fast for help. Because
right.
If we had known, we would have impeded and taken him. We would have brought him down here to live with us. We would have taken care of him, anything he needed. You know, it's you know, it's really a harrowing ordeal. Especially when you can't say goodbye at all. And his spirit is restless. His spirit is restless. He's always like, what the hell happened, Lance? What the hell happened? So he's in his, I would say the Catholic version would be purgatory, but it is like limbo. It's black. You don't know you're dead. So, and then when you realize you're asleep. I've come back from being actually dead. And it was like I was asleep. I had no fucking clue. So, but some of us do, apparently. We know. Sometimes we do. But limbo is a place, I guess, where we wait. And it is very, it's dark, but it's like being asleep. So I got someone else on the line, but I am here as much as possible. I've been away doing school stuff, but I am back. So feel free to call if you see me on. You don't have to subscribe, but if you want to, it'll tell you when I'm on. So, but that is the tea for you, ma'am, and you have a great day, and thank you for calling.
Well, thank you, and your uncle loves you, and hopefully he's in heaven now. So thank you. God bless.
You as well. Thank you.
Bye.
And that's the tea. I apologize for the sound of my voice this morning.
I'm sorry,
Kevin. Up. There we are. Alrighty. So I'm going to let you in the listening box and out of the microphone box. This one, they put hands up next to it now. There you are. All right.
Yes.
It's got a little hand up now. They updated my studio. I see where you have a hand. That must have been something that was a complaint. Awesome. So what can I do for you today? Where are you calling from?
I don't have the best morning voice either, so don't worry about it.
Have I spoken to you before?
No.
Oh, I feel like I've heard your voice somewhere. It's so weird. So where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey. I was trying to turn off the television in another room.
Oh, you're fine. We have, I have 17 minutes left. So what kind of greeting would you like?
I called in when it was 22 minutes, and why I called was because of the date. My name is
Jackie.
That
was actually perfect timing. Manifesting today? Are you manifesting today? Did you start manifesting at midnight? Did you start thinking about what you wanted for this year?
Yes, because I caught the tail end of your story. And I've been dealing with, for 11 years now, the loss of my mother. And, you know, I'm manifesting healing for my family, for everyone connected to me, my bloodline, and for everyone who was affected in such a way by the loss of my mother.
Oh, wow.
I honestly believe that my mother knew that she was going to transition. A lot of things would have been quite different. So I think when she transitioned, it just came suddenly on her, and there was nothing that she could do. And it left such a big hole in our heart, and it fractured our family. And since she died, it's like she transitioned everything that my mother had to go through, I'm going through right now. And I'm trying to relieve the burden. I'm trying to relieve the burden. The people who I have to forgive, who I want to forgive, I'm also afraid of forgiving them because they don't believe they need to be forgiven. So they're stuck with the anger from what I see. Be wrong, I'm not trying to be judgmental, but that's how they've always been. And I'm manifesting that they change. Because the way things are right now in terms of our relationship, I know my mother wouldn't want that because she always worked very hard to have us all get along. And, you know, she was a caregiver.
Sounds like my mother, always taking care of everyone else and forgetting herself.
Yes, and unfortunately, I do the same thing. And it's been very difficult. I'm still trying to remain optimistic. I've been manifesting that she comes to me clearly because she knows that I was spiritual from before she passed. Like, I believe out of all the children, I could be wrong, but out of all the children, when it came to spiritual things, I was that child that she shared it with. But she's never come to me clearly. And I need her now to come to me as clearly as possible. It's only recently that I can honestly say I feel my father really nudging me to do certain things. But I really want to hear from my mother.
Well, we can kind of check and see where she's at. No promises, but I was being bothered by a ghost at work who wanted me to open a portal for him, Mr. Jenkins. So I am still connected to what's on the other side of the veil, if you get what I mean. So we might be able to talk to her. No promises, though. But we might. I don't have my ghost speaker in here with me, but I'm going to start bringing it back out, and that'll make things a little bit easier and crazier. But we would be able to hear her voice. But let me see. Hold on. Because I feel something right now. So let me. Yeah. Yeah. We can see right now. Lucifer, you keep opening the door and then you don't shut it on your way in or out. Can you just please? My cat, he like can get in and out, but he doesn't shut the door. He just opens the door up. Putting fucking AC out, bastard. All right. Whoa, yeah. All right. Hey. Ha. All right. One at a time, please. I hate when you touch me. All right. I like to do the cards. I don't just throw three. I make sure they tell a story. I see that this really did take a huge toll on your family. All right. So, and I'm going to throw another card at the top. Right now, yeah. Okay. There's a message. Ugh. Very strong. She was always a strong woman, wasn't she? With a sense of humor?
Well, my mother?
Very.
Yeah.
Yeah, with an infectious laugh. Like the laugh that you can't stop laughing because she's laughing and then everyone in the room starts laughing. All right. So as things have always been, things get tough. We're in a whole new world. Yes, ma'am. Sometimes you got to take the first step. And even though they're not, they're being bullheaded. You cannot continue to fight. And this is only a part of life that is something that we cannot control. It is part of the spirit. It's part of living. And she is stating that life goes on. And you have to keep going and go on. She's with you. And things have not been clear between you two because you have been closed. Think of it like a closed portal or a door that's shut, if you will. Your door is closed right now because you have so much on your mind. That's why you can't hear her. Dad has been trying to get you to be aware and kind of listen. Even though you have been listening, your super subconscious has been closed. So that's where you're meeting your difficulties. Now, as far as what the cards say, it's not easy always, but it can be something that is shared. Now, you have reverse strength, which isn't always bad, but you have the Six of Cups. So try and remember the good times that you've had. Right now, in this moment, Nine of Swords in reverse, which explains a lot. It is a lot of mental strife and thinking. And that's been an issue with your communication is you're spending a lot of time thinking on this. So it's clouding you. I'm going to tell you that you do have a Two of Wands at the top of your head. And you have a reverse Five of Pentacles. So it's not a window, it's a door. You got to walk through it. You have to open the door. You have to walk through it. You have to be sometimes the first one to extend your hand. Your recently, trying to pass over a bridge, but you met opposition with the other side, correct? They just didn't want to hear words. Like, they didn't want to talk about it or deal with it. There was a communication error somewhere in there. It could also be pride and also guilt. Try and not be too judgmental, but be more of a healing voice. Now, your final, you do have the reverse, was it the Emperor? So, usually taking everything in your hands and taking the lead right now seems difficult, of course. And also for no reason, like worthless, pointless, no time spent on this would be of worth. But if you do, you do have the Seven of Cups. So that's not a nine, no, and it's not an eight, but it's definitely a seven. So the options of changing minds are there. And you have the six. So try and use the nostalgia of having good times and, you know, together, family, camaraderie, you know, being there for each other, loving each other, you know, that whole stuff. Sometimes those are hard to remember when you're in the middle of dealing with grief and guilt. You know, when we lose someone, a lot of times it leaves our loved ones with grief and guilt, or sometimes happiness, depending on how you felt about the person who passed away. So everyone has different ways of dealing with it. And you just need to put yourself in their position and try and work your way through their maze and solve their puzzles without them realizing it. It's almost like, you know, reverse psychology, if you will. But just try and be the one to extend your hand first. Don't wait. Don't wait for them to make sense of it. Just lead. And that's what having strength is about. Mental strength. It's not physical. It's mental. And right now you're lacking that. You're losing your power. But whatever you're wearing, put it under the moon tonight and manifest. Tonight's a good night. So write down your manifestation. Write it down on your paper and burn it. And you're not burning it to burn it away. You're burning it to light up that creativity, to light that candle. And do it with the candle that you resonate with and probably use the most or have not used yet. And if you haven't used it yet, make sure you anoint that bitch with some fucking salt water and or whatever oil you may use, and make sure you put all your intentions, write that shit down and burn it with that candle tonight. Put your stuff out under the moon. Huge, huge, huge deal. All right. It'll manifest what you're desiring and give you that strength back to get that communication line open again with your mom and probably others too. So once you open a floodgate, how do you close it, right? So just be prepared because you are upping your level as well. You're having a transition of your own if you are paying attention. So you're leveling up, if you will. So everything you're feeling, you're going in the right direction. But mom says, make the choice for them because they can't make it. Be the first one to extend the hand if you want to try and rebuild and make things better. Definitely write everything down on paper. Lined paper is fine or regular paper, but burn it. Don't bury it. Don't flush it. Burn it until it is dust. And then if you have, I don't know if you're like me and have 1,000 bottles. If you got one, put that shit in a bottle. And then next full moon, use that dust to write your incantation for your manifestation, whatever symbol that is. Use that on the next full moon to continue that. And if you were listening, I don't know if you heard about the power shift, but it goes both ways. There's bad power shifts and there's good ones. So this is your chance to take a, what I call a power move, you know, take over. So that's the best thing you can do.
Okay, so you said write it and then burn it.
Ma'am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Keep the ashes. Make sure that you're, like, you know, soot. When you go to use it for your incantation to continue that manifest, make sure it's ground up really well. And you, it doesn't matter if you can see it great, because intention is what matters. So think about, and it doesn't have to be a sigil that is already created. It's something that is going to resonate with you, and it's going to come natural. I promise. You cannot go wrong with this. I would not steer you wrong ever. So, but I can tell you it is a good time. The message here is take over, take the hand, extend it, and take the lead. Sometimes it's what's necessary. And, yes, it will be possible. It can happen, and start using it. It's a good time. So I do have 1 minute and 57 seconds left. I will put you in the listening box because I am streaming live as well on you now. So those of you who have been watching, thanks for tuning in. I appreciate, of course, I'm first, and that's the Tea Radio Show because I created that section. I love that you guys are sitting here enjoying this. I can't believe so many people showed up. Those of you who fanned me, thank you super a lot. I will be on again tomorrow for the show. Tomorrow, what day is it? It's Wednesday. I'm going to have a 9 to 5, so I'll be on tomorrow evening. I will be doing, if someone shows up for tarot, I will never say no, because that's, you know, a message that they need. But essentially, tomorrow's going to be my, we're going to be catching up on news and what the fuck happened while I was gone Wednesday, tomorrow. It's usually Fuck Trump Wednesday. There will always be a Fuck Trump Wednesday. I will always hold this true on that day. But tomorrow, we're going to be catching up on shit. All the stuff that I have been missing, you know, I got to bitch about something. When I started this show, because I kept getting kicked off Twitter and Facebook, what have you, I found out that I could tweet the fucking president. I got kicked off Twitter so many times. I changed my phone number just so I could get back on Twitter to tell him what kind of a piece of shit that he was, because every day that I could do that, and, you know, it became a real addiction for me because I felt better, but not really, because there wasn't much that I could do. So I created this show, and what I created, it was Sean B. He will be back on the show one of these days. We want to try and do one when he's, while he's in jail. I lost contact with him because we shut off our house phone because it was getting taken over nonstop, and someone took over the jail line and was calling our house round the clock. Seriously, I shit you not. So we turned off the phone. But he will be back on soon. And one of the questions he did ask was, when Trump isn't president anymore, are you going to continue? Yeah, I am, because government sucks. The government totally fucking sucks. They're taking all of our animals and they're fucking making them extinct. They're ruining the fucking planet. They don't give a fuck. And we lose trillions of dollars every fucking day, basically. And no one fucking knows where it is. Well, it goes to dark entities, and our money that we work for and have to pay out the ass and wazoo doesn't go back into America. It goes to other countries and funds fucking wars, because we manifest wars to make fucking weapons, because that's big fucking business. Next to hacking and human trafficking and drugs. Suck my dick, America. I don't give a fuck. I've already had the government up my ass. I've already had them fucking try and cease and desist me. I've already had a cease and desist from another country. I think it was like Iran or some shit. I'm not allowed in some countries in the Middle East. Fuck you. Think for yourselves before it's too late and they put cameras in your head or some shit. And also, careful, guys. Download that iOS install. I'm going to keep saying it every day, like Black Lives Matter, just like that. So you're going to hear it every day as we're still doing it. And you're welcome. I fought for that. But we have real problems, America. We're fucking screwed. And it ain't just our governments and all that stuff. Other governments are attacking us electronically. The Fed, the Federal Reserve, yeah, no, not safe. Your bank ain't safe. Your phone ain't safe. Your computers ain't safe. I'm sorry to scare you, but time to wake up, bitches. You're an abused woman. So that is the tea. Black Lives Matter, fuck Donald Trump and his whole family. This government sucks. Don't vote Republican if you want to have a fucking world anymore, because they don't give a fuck about you or kids. They say, hey, you can fuck them, marry them, and traffic them. And that's the tea. I'll be back on later, hopefully, if my friend is around, so I can show you guys what you can do in a computer and how to stop said hackers being in your shit. So I'll be on later, hopefully. If not, I'll be on tomorrow night after work. Mwah. Bye.